Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He has voice that made me whole. His love for me, it is like years gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord. We're coming to you live from Tennessee. I'm Joanna Green. My husband here, Evangelist Clint Green, we are here at the home of Brother Lloyd Yearwood and Sister Betty Yearwood and Brother Timothy Dockery, and we just welcome you all, and we see we have some callers here, and just press option one if you want to say anything for the Lord. If just press number one on your telephone, and that lets us know that you want to say something, and we want to thank the Lord for today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. I always say it backwards. I may have said it backwards, but that's okay. If you want to call in, if you're listening by the internet, you call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, you can email us at heisrisen38@AOL.com. He is risen, 38@AOL.com. We just want to come to you right now. We want to open with prayer. This is an hour service. We last till 12 midnight Eastern time. Lord God, we praise you, and we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, the opportunity to share your word, God. And we thank you, dear Lord, for how you've been moving, dear Lord, in our lives, each one of us, Lord. God, we ask that you reach out and you touch them that are shut in, dear God. And those that can't get out, dear Lord, they may be shut in, and they can't get out and go to church. God, we ask that you reach and touch them. Maybe something that one of us ministers would say, dear God. Let your word, God, not return void, but let it, God,
Lord, in Jesus' name,
Lady God, of the backslider, Lord, of them that's never been saved, dear Lord, let it encourage of them that are the saints of God, and help us, dear God, come together, Lord, in unity, Lord, and strength, dear God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you. Thank you, dear Lord. We want to come to you right now. This is Rachel Green. She's going to give us her scripture.
By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out not knowing whither he went. By faith sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city, hath foundation, his builder and maker is God.
Praise the Lord. A lot of times there, you notice she said by faith. And faith is a subject tonight. And we want, before we get started in here, we're going to ask Sister Betty if she'd come. And we got a few announcements here and a few prayer requests.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be back on tonight. We'd like to invite everybody to a Holy Ghost revival. May the 12th through the 15th, 2013. At Varnell Full Gospel Church, 214 Varnell Cedar Street in Varnell, Georgia, with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood from Madisonville, Tennessee, Evangelist Joanna Green, and Evangelist Clinton Green from Springboro, Ohio. Service times are Sunday 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Sunday night, Monday through Wednesday, 7 p.m. And we'd like to give a few prayer requests in. Mary needs a job. Kevin is sick tonight, and pray for his protection as he drives the big 18-wheeler. Bob and Clara Hicks need a miracle in their life. Braden and Kay have leukemia. Let's remember them. We know that God's able to heal them. Cassandra Combs has had a stroke, and she's talking some now, so we just give God all the glory for that. Just continue to pray for her that she'll get all of her speech back. Let's pray for this little fifth grader that broke her leg. Her name is Peyton. And remember my brother Dan, most of all, that God will save him. And pray for all the listeners and pray for Brother John's son.
Praise God. We're going to pray for these prayer requests at the end of the service, toward the end of the, we're going to try to allow some time there toward the end. We've got it announced on Facebook that they turn in prayer requests. If you're listening right now by Facebook, you can type that in, and we've got someone on another computer that can turn in that prayer request. If you don't want to call on the phone or you don't want to email and you've got a urgent prayer request that you need God to move on, just type that in there on Joanna Green, Joanna Warrick Green. So it's Facebook, www.facebook.com/Joanna Warrick Green. And Warrick is W-Y-E-R-I-C-K if you're listening through Blog Talk Radio and you're not a friend of mine on Facebook. Just definitely friend request me, and I will accept you. And you can always type in a friend request that way as well. We're going to ask 770, come on in and obey God. Tell us who you are.
Hey, Brother and Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomason, Georgia.
Hey, Brother John. Go ahead and obey the Lord, brother, and turn in prayer requests in the same time if you like.
Okay, I appreciate that, sister. It's an opportunity, it's a good, great opportunity to speak the word of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. And we are speaking on faith tonight, and God was dealing with me, amen. Tonight is little as much when God is in it. And I want to come to you, first of all, out of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. It says, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ, and stewards of the mysteries of God. In other words, that it's accounted of us to be ministers of Christ. It's accounted of us to be stewards of the mysteries and the revelations of God. And then it talks about, it says, moreover, it is required, even more than that, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. You know, it's the stewards of the house of the Lord Jesus Christ that we must be found faithful. He said in one place in the scriptures, he said, when he came back to Israel, he said, will he find faith? Tonight, I want to ask you something tonight. Is Jesus going to find your faith? And not only find your faith, but is he going to find you a faithful steward? Is he going to find you faithful over the things he's given? And if you turn with me to Matthew 25 and verse 14, you know, like I said, the title tonight is Little as Much as God is in it. The Bible says, for as the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling unto a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. here was a type and shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ, who called his servants together. Amen. He's going to, getting ready to go a far journey. You know, tonight we need to know that by faith, amen, as Jesus began to speak to them, and he was getting ready to ascend into heaven, tonight he said it's expedient for us to, for him to go away. For if he goes not away, the Comforter will not come. Tonight, by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and by being faithful unto him, and the things that he's given, and the portion of the goods that he's left with us tonight, we need to know, amen, that as we begin to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, the Comforter will be sent in my name by the authority and power of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a Comforter that will abide, amen. And the Bible says that as he called them together, he delivered unto the goods. And the Bible says in verse 15, and unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. He immediately went away as he gave away his goods, amen, to those that were to be faithful in there. He gave 1 to 5, 1 2, and 1 1, according to their ability, their several ability. Verse 16, then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he had also gained another 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Tonight, church, we need to make sure that as God gives these things, these goods, amen, and tonight we need to know in James chapter 1, the Bible says that Father of lights, amen, every good and perfect gift coming down from the Father of lights with no variables or shadow of turning. He's a faithful Father tonight, and as he is faithful, we need to be faithful unto him. And the Bible says, hallelujah, that the one that received one went and digged, amen, in the earth. Church, tonight, we need to go and gain what God has given, the goods that God has given, no matter what happens in our life, because here's what happens. If we go and dig something and dig it in the earth, that which is dug is something that's buried, something that's dead, something that's not alive. And tonight we have an alive faith. We have a faith that's alive in the Lord Jesus Christ. And no matter what we receive, whether it be 1 or whether it be 2 or whether it be 5, amen, it's an important thing, amen, that we be found faithful. It's important, amen, that we apply what the Lord has given us. And the Bible says that after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. In other words, after he's come, amen, hallelujah, he comes and begins to deal with it. Tonight, church, the Lord is dealing with your faith. He's been on a journey, but he's coming again. The Bible says also in Matthew 24 and verse 42, it says, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. It's not only about the time of the Lord's return, the advent of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you need to know tonight that, Lord, there's a time of the Lord returning unto even our own lives. There's an hour that we must be found faithful, amen, for whatever the Lord has given us. And the Bible says in verse 43, but know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. You know what? Amen. As we had known, amen, because the thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy tonight in John chapter 10. But you need to know tonight that, amen, that we know those of those faithful are watching continually, watching and praying and watching in the hour that the Lord is coming again, returning to see about our faith, returning to see about the good that he's given us. And the Bible says he would have watched. In other words, he wouldn't have allowed the house to be broken up. Church, tonight we need to watch in prayer and faithfulness, amen, tonight. We need to be fully persuaded. He said, therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Jesus Christ is not only coming in the advent, but he's coming into our lives to find whether we have faith or not. He said, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his house? Hold to give them meat in due season. In other words, there's a time. We must remain faithful because it's a time when we come to an hour that the reckoning of the goods has come. Will he find the meat that he has given us? Will he find us faithful in the possession of the good things? Amen. The spiritual things that God has given us. He said, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes,
shall find so doing. Blessed is the servant. You're blessed tonight when Jesus Christ comes into your life and find your faith, and find you being a faithful steward, and find you being accounting of the mysteries and the revelations of God. Tonight, I believe that there's a great faith tonight. I believe that God's going to instill with you a great faith. I believe that you're going to be, many of you are going to be like the one that had the five and the two. You know, sometimes we would wonder, say, well, why did he only give the one man one? Well, I'm going to clarify that tonight. He says, hallelujah. He says, brother, I say you take that verse 47, he shall make him ruler over all his goods. You need to know something tonight. When we're faithful over a few things, the Lord Jesus Christ makes us ruler over all things, because all things belong to him. I don't know about you tonight, but the Bible said that if the evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delays his coming. In other words, we've put aside our faith. We've put aside our belief. We've put aside our trust. We delay everything. We lay it down and say, no, he's not coming. He's not returning. He's not reckoning with me tonight. Maybe he's reckoning with your faith. If he comes right now, Lord Jesus Christ, come. Not only I'm talking about the advent of the coming Lord, we all know the coming, but I'm talking about if he comes right there where you're at, wherever you're at, no matter what situation. Maybe you're in a hospital room. Maybe you're in a nursing home. Maybe you're in a cave. Maybe you're in a place of unknown. Maybe you're in darkness tonight. But you know what? Whatever it is, you can be men and women of faith. He can find your faith no matter what. If you'll just reach out to him, amen, whatever he's given you, amen, just that measure of faith. And the Bible said that they said in his heart, that they come and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he's not aware of. You have to understand, amen, that he will cut him asunder. The fact is, we have to continue. We don't need to lay things to the side and say, well, I don't believe he's coming. Faith goes out the window. I don't believe he's returning. And so we begin to delay. We begin to put down things. We begin to smite those that are underneath it. We begin to lash out. We begin to reach out to, amen, in the wrong type of fashion. But the Bible says this, going back to Matthew 25. He said, and so that he that had received the 5 talents, verse 20, came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Some of you tonight need to get ready to enter the joy of the Lord, because God's taking you from just over a few things and making you ruler. God's moving you to a rulership. God's moving you to a throneship. God's moving you. And the thing that's going to bring you to that faith is being found faithful in the Lord Jesus Christ. Being faithful over a few things, God's making you, ruling you over a ruler. Maybe some of you don't even know about this one called Jesus. You'll know him by faith. Faith joined by hearing, hearing by the word of God. These preachers are going to preach to you the word of faith. That's what we preach tonight, amen, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise the Lord for what he's going to do tonight, because I believe by faith there are many that's going to be saved tonight. I believe by faith that there are many going to be healed tonight. I believe by faith that there's many going to be delivered tonight, because God has delivered his good unto his servants, unto his prophets, unto his ministers tonight. And we are giving you the portion. The Bible says in Nehemiah 8 and 10, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to them who are nothing prepared. This is the portions of faith. Amen. Some of you have not been able to have portions of faith tonight, but this is what we give to you. Portions. Maybe you didn't have time to prepare. Maybe you haven't prepared anything. But there goes, like Brother and Sister Green, and Brother Yearwood, and Brother Eddie Bolton, and Sister Green's mother, and these others are on the program tonight that are giving you the word of faith, sending out those portions of faith to bring you into a place of rulership and sitting on the Lord Jesus on the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in verse 22, he that also had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou didst send me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. He said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee rule over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Church, it's time. You, by faith, you enter into the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Faithfulness will bring you into his joy. And there's no greater joy than the joy of the Lord. And then we find the last one. He had received the 1 talent. He began to declare how he knew that the man was a hard man, and that where he reaped where he had not sowed, and gathered where he had not strong, but he had forgotten where he had got his provision from. He forgot. Some of you might have forgotten where you got your one provision from. You got it from that same man that you said that he reaped where he had not sowed. But see, the Lord Jesus Christ has sowed into your life right now. But what did you do with it? Some of you have been roped with him because you seemingly say, well, you know, I know he's going to come and gather something and he's going to come and get something that he didn't sow. But see, he gave it to you in the beginning. But what did you do? You went and buried it. That which is buried needs to be dead. But you have an alive faith tonight. The Bible says, build again into a lively stone. And the Bible says, and I was afraid and went and hid thy town in the earth. Lord, there's that thou hast is thine. And he said, the Lord answered him, verse 26, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou owest therefore that I put my money to the exchangers, and that at my coming I should have received mine own with usury, in other words, with interest. And what did he say? He said, take therefore the talent that this one had and give to the one that has five. Tonight, church, we have a choice by faith. Faithfulness. It's required of us tonight to be found faithful. If we'll be found faithful, God will make us ruler over many things. I don't know about you, but the Bible says he will make you kings and priests. Tonight, God's will, God's provision, God's goods is being given to his church, every one of his children. Amen. Even those that you don't know him tonight. And by faith, you can be go from the unknown God to God. Sitting by his throne, sitting by his right side, just like David did, and the pleasures evermore. At thy right hand are his pleasures evermore. Tonight, I ask you this, and then I give it back to Brother and Sister Green. Has Jesus found your faith? Because little is much when God is in it. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Amen. Praise God, Brother John. We've got another caller here of 423-562. Go ahead and obey God. Tell us who you are.
This is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee. And I was wanting to read a little bit out of the third chapter of Romans, starting in verse 19. It says, now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may become guilty before God. There's one thing that people don't like to do, and they don't like to say that I'm guilty. But we're guilty tonight because the law that God gives, he give it that we all may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. God give his law to Israel that they might begin to walk and begin to seek after God. And, brother, they begin to offer up sacrifices and of calves and goats and bulls. And brother, that these sacrifices couldn't make anybody righteous. But at that time, it was what God told them to do, and they began to do it. But he said, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Brother, tonight he said, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon them that believe, for there's no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And people don't like, people like to say I'm a good person, and they like to say that I do good things for people. But the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the scripture, it says that one man entered into the world, and brother, that death entered in because of the one man's sin, and that was Adam. And death come upon all men, but by one man righteousness entered in, and that was Jesus Christ when he was crucified, when he was buried and resurrected on the third and appointed morning. Bless God, he shed his blood, brother, for the sins of the world. And there's people today trying to give everything in the world as a way to get before God, to be righteous. But there's only one way we can become righteous, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said in the book of Genesis, said that Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. And it's the same way with us tonight. When we believe God, when we believe upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, tonight, brother, it's counted unto us for righteousness. And oh, I'm telling you tonight, when somebody believes with all their heart through faith, by grace through faith, the Bible says you're saved, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God. And, brother, when we believe on that death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we're made righteous in the sight of God. God imputes righteousness unto us because we have believed. There's no man can do any works and become righteous before God. And I know tonight that there's a lot of places that, brother, they tell their people to do this and to do that. But, brother, all we have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. And brother, the Bible said, for he that worketh, it's because of death. But listen, it's not by death tonight. It's because that we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said in verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We have to be just before God tonight. We have to be made righteous tonight to be accepted by God. And there's no amount of anything that we can do, brother, to become righteous except believe on what Jesus has done for us. How that, again, and I've said it a couple of times already, but I'm going to say it again, that we believe on the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For the Bible said, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And he said in another place, for to him that believeth, he shall not be ashamed. Brother, when God begins to live in our hearts by faith through Jesus Christ, brother, it makes us unashamed. It makes us stand up and begin to thank God. It makes us stand up and want to witness. It makes us stand up. Bless God today in these provisions that John talked about. Brother, he calls us to begin to walk and kneel. Brother, and begin to please God. And the Bible said that, brother, that we can't please God without faith. He said, for he that cometh to God, in Hebrews 11:6, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And I'm so glad tonight that, bless God, because if it had been, if it had took so much money, I'd have never been able to have been born again tonight. But bless God, it didn't cost anything. It just costed believing on Jesus Christ. Brother, I'll tell you what he said down here. He said, we're boasting then in verse 27. It's excluded. It says, by what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Brother, when you believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and you believe on him, there's faith imparted unto your heart. Brother, there's a lot of people tonight that's got a head knowledge of Jesus Christ. They've got a head knowledge of God, but brother, I'll tell you what, when you begin to believe in your heart, it makes a difference in you. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, he said, behold, all things are passed away, and all things are become new. You begin to walk in the newness of life. You begin to walk, desiring the things of God. Brother, you begin to walk, and you want to please him that called you. And brother, I want you to know tonight that God is speaking to hearts tonight. Brother, and he wants you to come. If you're lost tonight, if you don't know anything about God, just begin to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and believe upon him. Honey, and God will begin to teach you. Brother, I want you to know tonight that when you begin to believe, brother, and you begin, if you have the opportunity to have a Bible, or you begin to, if you've got a Bible and you begin to read in that word, that's the word of God. And the Bible said that it was given by inspiration of the Holy Ghost, that holy men of God wrote it down as they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost. And brother, I want you to know today that when the Spirit of God begins to move in your heart and begin to open your eyes and give you understanding, and you begin to learn of the Lord, honey, you'll begin to understand. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally, and he upbraideth not. Brother, I want you to know tonight, he said in verse 25, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation, and that means a substitution, through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sin that are past. through the forbearance of God. Brother, I'll tell you, God will forgive your sin. Brother, and we studied here a few weeks ago about the blood. Brother, the blood of Jesus Christ will purge your conscience. Brother, from dead works. Brother, and you'll have good works in your life. Brother, works pleasing unto God. Until he said to declare this time his righteousness, that he might be just, and to justify of him which believeth in Jesus. Brother, God justifies him that believes in Jesus tonight. Brother, it's not a if, it's not a maybe or it could be thing, but it's a true thing tonight that God will justify you. He'll make you righteous and he'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And the Bible said, my little children, I write unto you that you sin not, but if you do sin, he said, you have an advocate with a Father who's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness if we'll confess our sin to him. Brother, I'm telling you today, there's a lot of people that they go out and perhaps maybe they do something that they shouldn't do, and instead of going back to the Lord right then and repenting of that sin, it gets bigger and bigger. You see, the Bible said that a little leaven will leaven up the whole lump. And, brother, whenever that sin begins to grow, and they'll throw their hands up and they'll quit living for the Lord because they don't think that they can live for the Lord any longer. But the Bible said that if we'll confess our sin, brother, if we'll go to the Lord and we'll tell him what we've done, brother, and confess that to him and call it what it is, he said he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us. Not only does he forgive us, brother, but he cleanses us from that and made us just as if we'd never sinned before. And it's through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, through that faith that you have. Brother, he said, there's a lot of people that said, well, I've got no faith in God tonight. Brother, if you're saved tonight, you've got faith in God tonight. The Bible says, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Brother, tonight, he said, you might say, well, God won't accept me. The Bible said in another place, he that cometh to him, brother, he said, it in no likewise cast out. So if you'll come to Jesus Christ tonight, he'll accept you just like you are, right where you're at tonight. And brother, you won't have to worry about whether he will or whether he won't, because he will accept you tonight. Brother, I want you to know something. God loves you tonight. Brother, and for that backslider, brother, that's listening tonight, Lord, brother, God will forgive you and he'll restore you if you'll just take that cross up and begin to carry it again. God will help you. He'll strengthen you. He'll cause you to be strong. And bless God tonight, he will walk with you. He said, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. And brother, tonight, that's exactly what he'll do. He said, where's boasting then? In verse 27, it is excluded. By what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Listen to this. Verse 28, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Honey, you don't have to do anything, any kind of work, to come to God. But you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and God will accept you just as you are. You might say, yeah, but you don't know what I look like. It don't matter what you look like, because you're made in the image of God. I'm telling you, we all may not look alike. We all may not be the same size. But you know what? We all may not be male. We all may not be female. But, brother, tonight it's the faith of Jesus Christ that brings us to God. It's the faith of Jesus Christ that makes us righteous and justifies us in the name of the Lord tonight. Sister Green, go ahead.
Praise God. That's a good word from Brother John and Brother Eddie there. Praise the Lord. We've got several prayer requests coming in. There's a Brody Wright. He was born 2 weeks ago. He is fighting for his life. We need to. That's an urgent prayer request right there. Looks like Sister Christina King, her mother-in-law, she's given her name here, Darlene Sharp. She's bleeding internally. She needs a complete healing. And pray for Christina's lost loved ones. And also pray for Sister Christina. They have a home in Michigan that needs to be sold. We're asking the Lord's will be done in that area. And Brother Paul Perry, Paul Petrie, he had two heart attacks. So pray for him. Sister Amanda Kirby, she's asking for prayer for her family and her children. Praise God. And again, Brother Eddie, Brother John, if you have prayer requests or unspoken requests, we're going to remember all that when we pray at the end of this service. And keep on turning them in. If you're listening under the sound of my voice on the internet, definitely type in your prayer request, and we're going to send them out. Over 36,000 listeners all over the world that we have recorded here that's listening to this. There's strength in numbers. Praise God. It says, let your request be known. Hallelujah. Brother Yearwood, go ahead and obey God, brother.
Praise the Lord, sister. It's good to be able to come once again back into your homes, wherever that you may be. We want to read just a couple of verses here, then we'll move over and let somebody else have it. Hebrews 10 and 22, it says, let us draw nigh, near, in a true heart and full church of faith, having our heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and our body washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the perfection of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. You know, tonight I would like to thank just for a minute here. I'm proud, praise God, that God is able to hold fast to this promise that he's promised us. You know, praise God, whatever he told us, he's able to keep it. You know, I'm just glad tonight to know, praise God, that he told me that whenever I repented of my sins, I was able to enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
You know, and he said there in one place, he said if we help draw back, he had no part and no pleasure in our sins. Praise God, we ain't got no place to draw back. It's time for us to go on. It's time for us to press on into this multi-calling that's in Christ Jesus. I'm thankful tonight, praise God, that we can press into something and know that he is able to keep us, praise God. I tell you, tonight we need to, the church needs to press in into this high calling that's in Christ Jesus. We don't need to think about drawing back. There's no place to draw back to, but praise God, there's always a place for us to move up. And we need to move up the ladder just a little bit and get the fire burning, praise God, back in the churches that used to be there. You know, I'm so thankful that God said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't ever change, my friend. And I tell you, if there's anybody that's done any changing, it's us. We've drawn back from the fire. We're afraid we're going to get too hot, but praise God, we need to wake up. We need to get on fire and get our hearts stirred up again and get the spirit burning again in our churches. The churches need to come back alive. I need to wake up. I believe one of the old prophets told them over there, he said to wake up. And praise God, we need to wake up today, Brother Green, and realize where we stand. We need to wake up, praise God, and know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. I tell you, I just love the Lord tonight. I praise him for everything that he's done for me, and I just praise him for what he's going to continue to do. I praise him for these radio broadcasters because God is moving on these broadcasters. And I thank God tonight that these prayer requests is coming in. I praise God. We'll pray for them. And we're going to believe God that he's going to move. I praise God upon each and every one of them. We believe that God is going to move. He's going to heal them that's sick and afflicted. And them that is lost, we believe God's going to deal with them. He's going to save their souls and bring them back into the fold once again. So God bless you. We love you and we appreciate you. And we're also on the broadcast every Tuesday from 6 until 8 o'clock. Now this Tuesday, Brother Eddie Bolden will be doing our services. Him and Brother John will be doing it, and whoever else will call in on it. Me and Brother Sister Green and my wife and Brother Timothy Dockery, we're going to be down in Georgia, down there at, praise God, down there at Varnell Full Gospel Church at 214 Cedar Street in Varnell, Georgia, in a revival. Where I'm telling everybody that we're looking for a Sousa Street revival. If you know what a Sousa Street revival is, I praise God. If you're down there around Varnell, Dalton, down in there in Chatsworth, down in that area, come on out and be with us. We're looking forward for a Holy Ghost time. We're looking forward for meeting you there. And we're going to believe God to meet your need, whatever that need that you have the need of. We're going to believe God for you. So God bless you. We love you. Come on, be with us.
Praise God. We've got another caller here, 859, first three digits is 339. Come in and obey God. Tell us who you are.
How are you? This is Brother Tim Hall.
Brother Hall, God bless your heart. We are on faith tonight. Brother, obey the Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, you guys, I wanted to call in. We ain't been in from church too long. We had preached up here at our home church in revival tonight and never actually got here back home till 11 o'clock. And I had been wanting to call in for a while, and so I wanted to call in. And I just want to thank you and Brother Green again for stopping today and visiting my wife's dad there in the hospital in Knoxville and praying with him. And we appreciate that so very much. That was a blessing, and I know you didn't have to, and I know you were traveling and tired probably, but we appreciate you guys stopping and praying for him and asking everybody just to continue to pray for him. And we just appreciate friends like that, and we appreciate getting to know you guys and being in with you the last few weeks in revival. You probably told people about some of them. We had a great revival there in Liberty for about 20 days, and then the revival we just closed in Ohio, and we're just was thrilled to get to be in service with you guys, and I had the chance to call, and I just wanted to call in and tell you guys we love you and appreciate you.
Praise God. It was an honor to stop there and meet Sister Hall's daddy tonight, today, and we're sure glad to meet you all as well, and just hang in there, Brother Hall, on the line. We're going to have Brother Green. We've got 16 minutes that we're going to have him obey the Lord, and we're on faith tonight. Praise God.
All right. Good to be with you tonight. And I thank the Lord for salvation tonight. You know, the Bible said, by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You know, it's because Christ went to the cross that we can be saved tonight. It's not because we can work our way into heaven. It's because Jesus paid it all, paid it in full. I'm glad that he paid that cost that was so high that man couldn't pay it.
Amen.
You know, the man had fallen in the garden and got away from God. But I tell you, God started working to bring man back. And I'm thankful tonight that Jesus paid it all. I tell you, you can be saved tonight. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. I tell you today, the Bible says that we have not because we ask not. You know, there's a lot of people that could be saved today, but they won't kneel and pray and call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Amen.
Praise God. But you know, you've got to come to the light. The Bible says that if we stay in the darkness, then we hate the light. But I tell you, Jesus is the light of the world.
Yes,
and he said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, we can't ascend into heaven to bring Christ down. There in Romans chapter 10, it talks about how that we can't ascend into heaven to bring Christ down from above. We can't descend into the deep to bring him back from the dead. Praise
Amen.
God. But he's not dead tonight. He's alive. They put him in that tomb. They rolled that stone across the door. But the third day he come out. Praise God. He overcame death and the grave. He's the resurrection and the life. He told,
Amen.
I believe it was Martha there in John chapter 11, I believe it was. And their brother, her brother had died. And she said, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. But he said, I am the resurrection and the life.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, it doesn't matter. If you die in Christ, you will be resurrected one day. He's
Amen.
The resurrection. And he's coming back again. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to work till Jesus comes.
Yes, amen.
You know, Rachel read something there about Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world. Praise God. But he became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. I'll tell you, tonight we have to accept Christ as our personal Savior. Paul said in Romans chapter 10, he said that my heart's desire, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved. For
Amen.
I bear them record. He said that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. And they went about to try to get to heaven their own way. You know, like Brother Eddie said earlier, said that, you know, there was a time when they offered up sacrifices. They offered up the sheep and the lambs, the goats and the bullocks and the things that they offered up under the old law. But it was a type and a shadow of something else that was to come. Praise God.
Amen.
And the Bible said Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth.
Amen.
Praise God. And he's rich unto all that call upon him. He said to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Praise God. See, he came into his own received him not. He came to the Jewish people, but they didn't receive him, and they crucified him. And the Bible said they desired Barabbas, who was a murderer, and they crucified the Prince of Life, and they had him nailed to that tree, praise God. But he died for their sins, and he died for the sins of the whole world. When he was dying on that cross, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Praise God. I was thinking about, you know, we're preaching on faith. The Bible said faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So we are preaching the word of God. We thank God that we have his word today. Paul told Timothy, he said, Timothy, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove and rebuke and exhort. Praise God, for the time, he said, shall come that they'll not endure sound doctrine, but they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall be turned unto fables. I'll tell you, you better hang on to your King James Version Bible, because we're living in the last days, and in the last days, he said, many would depart from the faith. Many would depart, and I tell you, they're departing today. They're bringing in doctrines of devils, the Bible
yes,
said, sir. And they're speaking lies and hypocrisy, and I'm not, many false prophets, he said, would arise and would deceive many, but we're preaching the word of God, and the Bible said it's the word of faith, praise God.
Amen.
He says in Romans chapter 10, this is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess With thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You
Amen.
See, I've got to believe from my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I've got to believe that Christ died on the cross for my sin. And I've got to believe that they put him in the barred tomb. According to the scriptures in 1 Corinthians 15, I think it's 15, 1 and 2, he said that we had to believe that he died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried and that he rose again the third day. It's not just, believing in some kind of a Jesus that's not in the Bible, but this Jesus we preach to you tonight. He is in the Word of God. The
yes,
Bible
he
said
is.
He is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Praise God. And the Word was with God. And on down there, I believe it's the 14th verse of John chapter 1. It said, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. I'll tell you, Jesus came in the flesh, but he came because he came to die for the sins of the whole world. Praise God. And I tell you, if you're out there tonight, if you're not saved, I tell you, these preachers have preached some awesome messages tonight. Praise God. And they've given you the Word of God, and they've told you about the Lord Jesus Christ and how that he's coming again. And he's not dead, he's alive. Praise God. You know,
yeah.
Paul went everywhere preaching. And the Apostle Paul said, he's not dead, he's alive.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I met him on the road to Damascus one day, and I heard a voice from heaven, praise God, and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. I tell you, he's still alive tonight.
Yes,
praise God. You can find him if you seek after him. Paul was preaching on Mars Hill there in the book of Acts, about the 17th chapter, somewhere there. And he said, he's not far from any of us. If we feel after him, we can find him. When we're preaching faith tonight, you know, we don't see him, but we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe what the Word says about him. We believe the record that God gave of his Son. Praise God. And we know the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. See, he's the door of the sheepfold tonight. There's not 10 ways to heaven. There's only one, and his name is Jesus. He's alive tonight. He's alive and well. I tell you, you can come to him tonight. You can bow your knee at the foot of the cross and call on Jesus and have eternal life. Praise God. I'm going to turn it over to Sister Joanne, and she's probably got something here tonight.
Praise the Lord. I was thinking here, in Matthew, talking about, and when they were come to the multitude, they came to him, a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. And, you know, I was thinking about how the disciples couldn't cast the devil's out of this here boy, and how Jesus, he rebuked the devil, and it departed out of him. Praise the Lord. And the child was cured from that very hour. And the disciples asked him, Jesus, he says, why couldn't we, Jesus, cast the devils out of him? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto the mountain, remove hence yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And, you know, I was thinking about, there was a place where the disciples said, increase our faith, praise God. And, you know, if you turn over, and I'm going to tell you tonight how to increase your faith. And God told them, Jesus told them, said that you must, these kind goeth out but by prayer and fasting. And another place in the book of Jude, it talks about yourself. It's a Jude chapter 1, verse 20. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So prayer, fasting, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And if you turn over to, I believe it's Romans chapter 10, hallelujah, 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There's the ways that you build up your faith. The disciples said, how do I increase our faith, Lord? Praise God. So prayer, fasting, praying in the Holy Ghost, and hearing the word of God will build up your most holy faith. Praise God.
Amen.
And just a grain of a mustard seed is the tiniest seed. But if you sow that in the ground, praise the Lord, its branches will grow so big that the fowls of the air can lodge therein. Hallelujah. Praise God. We've got probably maybe five minutes left, and we have got these prayer requests, and we need to pray over them. Praise the Lord. We got another one here. Let me click over to it.
Sister Joanne?
Yes.
I'd like you to remember Clyde Miller. His heart's down to beating at 20%, and he needs a miracle from God tonight. If he don't, he can't live like this. He just needs a miracle from God tonight. It's Clyde
Amen.
Miller.
Amen. Remember that. We'll pray for that, Brother Eddie. Kimberly Turner, she says, continue to pray for our personal situation. I know God can bring a peaceful ending, so we may move forward. So pray about that. And there's many prayer requests on here that I'm looking at. And remember them. I've already called them out. And that new one that just come in, and Brother Eddie's just now. Pray for Brother John. I'm sure Brother John, Pastor John Samples, which is with us tonight. Pray he has an unspoken request tonight, very urgent prayer request. Pray about that. And, you know, God's going to move on these, and we believe in the report of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So let's pray now. We've got 3 minutes left. Lord, in the name of Jesus,
Father,
God,
in Jesus' name,
right now,
Lord,
and faithfully,
Lord,
Lord, we
thank you, Heavenly Father, for each one of these prayer requests that's coming in. Lord God, I pray that you would begin to move. God, may they come in now, Lord God, that they need to fail, Lord. God, we pray, Father, for the sick, Lord God, these that are sick, that you move, Lord. God, that you minister to them, Lord, and let that healing virtue of Christ go forth on the same form. That woman said, if I may but touch the hem of this garment, I know I'll be made whole. And God, I pray, God, for miracles tonight, Father, for those, Lord, in need of miracles, Lord.
God,
that you would, Lord,
move,
Father. God, bring forth healing. God, bring forth healing. Deliver us, Father, for you need, God. God, in Jesus' name, I pray that God, that these are not the Lord this time. And we call on the name of the Lord, Father. God, that you save me. God, I pray for John, Lord, the request that he has, Lord, that you move in it, that you minister to him, Lord God, and meet that need, Lord. And God, pray a son, Lord, that you move and restore him. 100%, Lord. God, we pray
for children, dear Lord. God,
that you go ahead and give me, Lord, that you just move in, Lord, and you meet the need, the financial need, Lord. And God, the physical need, Heavenly Father. And God, I pray that for the spiritual need, that you would just move, Lord, meet every need, Father. We just praise you. We bless you. We magnify you, Father. We just ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Father.
Praise God. You know, you don't have to be a theologian. You do not have to understand a great understanding in this. This is so simple that a child can understand.
Yes, thank you.
And, you know, we talked to a man today, and, you know, he was 79 years old, or he is 79 years old, never given his heart to God. He's laying up in a hospital somewhere tonight. And, you know, he's got kidney cancer and bleeding in their bladder. And, you know, today at 79 years old, he gave his heart to God. And he cried out to the Lord, not knowing anything from the Lord, and not much knowing, not a lot of reading of his Bible. And, you know, he didn't understand a whole lot, but he understood enough to just repent. It's a simple prayer to accept the wages of sin. It is what Jesus done on the cross, that he paid our wages. He paid our ransom. He paid our pardon. Praise God, that we would have life eternity. And if we just accept what Jesus done on the cross, praise the Lord, it's as simple as that. It's asking to be your Savior and to wipe your slate clean so that he could give you a white stone. What's that mean? A white stone was given to them that were accepted, praise God, and
Amen.
He'll accept you if you repent. He already paid it 2,000 years ago. He said it is finished on the cross. Praise the Lord, it is finished. Now we got to complete the rest of it. And what's that? It's just ask. He said, you have not because you ask not. And you know, he had, Daniel had prayed and prayed and prayed about a situation. And God told Daniel, I heard you the first time you prayed, but Satan hindered. Praise the Lord. You keep going back. If you don't get an answer, you keep on praying. Don't you dare stop praying because you prayed one time. Hallelujah. Don't you dare let nobody tell you that it's wrong to keep on praying. If you don't get an answer immediately, you keep praying. I don't care if you pray for years. Hallelujah. Until the answer comes. Hallelujah. Until next Friday, we'll be with you again at 11 p.m. Eastern time. God bless.
Praise the Lord. God bless.